Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The date is December 17, 2025. The time is 5:07. This is our GCCTA meeting. You may begin.
Thank you. So we have provided to you a calendar, well, not calendar, I'm sorry, an agenda. And on the agenda today, we're hoping to resolve the teacher salary increase allocation, but if there are other things that you would like to talk about, that opportunity is there as well. And then, of course, our non-negotiables are listed below. At the last meeting, at the last meeting, you all presented us with the counter.
Do you have your counter?
Not
open.
Can I have a copy of the counter?
Yes, please. I made a copy. Oh, I do have it. Okay. I'm sorry.
I
do
have
it.
Yeah.
I do have it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you presented a counter on December the 4th that talked about, number one was TESA match funds. Number two, you talked about a one-time retention bonus, and number three was conditional reopener. So we had an opportunity to have an executive session last night after the board meeting with the board members to provide them this actual document so they could give us some input on how to move forward. And so with everything that was discussed, we went through each one of the items. In the board workshop yesterday, the budget was discussed. And so with that being said, we were provided information that we were actually at the 3%. Our actual board policy for the district says that we should, the board policy states that we should be at a 4% fund balance. However, based on the information we currently have, we're at a 3% fund balance currently. So the board is not moving forward with anything other than what they approved initially, which was to take the TESA funds and to distribute that money to all teachers. And initially, a document came out only indicating that those teachers who had been with us for a certain amount of time would receive the money, and said that teachers who were 2 years, had not been with the district for less than 2 years, would not receive the money. But the board decided to go ahead and provide those teachers the additional dollars as well. So all teachers would receive the same amount, which would be $504. And that would be additional funding that would be added, because the TESA dollars, I'm trying to remember what the amount is, but the TESA dollars didn't include all teachers, so the board had to make a decision to go back and also include those additional teachers. And I think at the time it was 58 teachers in the district that was less than 2 years. So those teachers were also included to receive the TESA dollars as well. So that is where we stand at this particular time. All teachers receiving $504. I have provided to you the financial update from our financial director. It gives a finance update, year-end deadlines for December, and then we also have provided to you the current AFR.
Does that amount of money, how does this current AFR reflect the money that was received in November, the $90,000, the third EAP?
Mm-hmm.
Everything,
yeah.
Okay. so we can kind of just knock this out. There was the other proposals that we had on the table that I had to, because now I'm in front of you, it's easier to kind of just kind of get mm-hmm. my head mm-hmm. focused on that right mm-hmm. now. We were talking about the class size. Where are we at with the class size piece?
We're still working on the class size piece because I think we want to have a discussion or create an opportunity for the department to get back together with the union to sit down and hash out language for that. That was a conversation that was had. So we want to develop some language. Whether or not there are dollars to provide, but at least the language would be in place to deal with the oversized classes.
So are we, I'm trying to look at this from a status of what our current situation is right now. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's where I'm mm-hmm. kind of headed for. Mm-hmm. Because you know, we're currently in an impasse situation mm-hmm. and for impasse, I think we have to have a proposal on the board with it one way or the other, whether we can TA accept. You understand where I'm coming mm-hmm. from, my man?
We gotta
iron that out one way or the other.
No.
Okay. So you don't have one you're trying to work with?
We do have a proposal, but it's the one that we've presented from previous times.
Okay.
And I can provide that to you now.
Yeah, if it's just because I can search through 50 papers right now. I might as well just have our keys, maybe press the easy button.
And this includes the number of teachers and the amount as to how we arrived at $504.
You were talking about the class size as well.
Oh no, I don't have that.
Okay.
Our discussion at the last meeting was that we would not be discussing addressing class size with funds, but we would have informal conversations to develop language.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's it, the exact wording. We would have informal conversations regarding the language that would help deal with the class size reduction. I mean, not class size reduction, over-enrolled classes.
I don't think we eliminated the idea of funds.
No, you didn't.
We did not.
We didn't eliminate, but that was the last. I mean, we have the recording, but that was the last, both in the formal meeting and the informal meeting.
Right. Okay. I have a question. Part of our proposal was if the district exceeds the 4% fund balance, that we could reconsider going back to the table. Did the board discuss that?
The board did discuss that. However, we're at that point until we're there to say that those additional dollars are available. And then we would go back and say, now that you're at this particular standpoint, how do you want to handle it?
So I'm confused.
Okay.
They didn't agree to it.
They didn't agree to it, really.
They didn't agree to it.
Did not. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. That's
a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you guys have a time just to caucus with them.
Sure.
And it's gonna be fine to hear one of them as we speak.
Do you want to give all of them a copy of our last proposal?
Yes, and I have the extra copies here. I'll just place these over on the table so they could all pick up the additional copies.
And get the door. Come in. I'm coming.
What time is it?
I'm sorry, the caucus.
Mr. Knight just came in, so okay. So we're caucusing at 5:17. All right, everyone. The time is now 6:38. We are reconvening.
And the clock might be broke.
And the phone too.
6:39. Okay, we're first off, actually, I mean, it doesn't even have to be "quote unquote" recorded. We have to actually introduce the new Chris Siegel. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is Matt Theobald. He is a new person over here. Usually, on situations like this, this is when I step in and go through this and then pass a torch on this particular thing. And it's pretty much close going, and I'm basically doing that, throwing it at him right now. I'm going to step from there. But out of all seriousness, it's great to have Matt on board. Okay.
The last name again?
Theobald.
Can you spell
Theobald?
T-H-E-O-B-A-L-D. B as in boy, A-L-D as in David. And probably after this closes, we probably get contact information set up. Sure. And okay. I don't have cards yet, but I'll gladly give you guys my cell phone number.
Okay.
For sure. So, after long consideration, elaboration, and you know, so we have those general rules over here, but usually at the end of, you know, when we're getting closer and closer, 30-minute caucusing, you can just throw that out the door. That doesn't happen. I've done this for 20 some odd years. No. Okay, but we're getting closer over here. What we are going to do is take your information that you have over here. In my experience over here, we normally would get the ESC 348 and the ESC 139 comes in one particular package. For whatever reason why the district hasn't presented that whole piece, that's another story, and it's not really worried about that at this particular moment. But what I'm going to do is, you know, we have a collective bargaining department that we bring this information to, you know, people to do this 24/7, you know, 7 days a week, and crunch these numbers and make sure what is over here is something that is okay with here at the local level. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so what we'd like to do is to come back the first week of January after Christmas, say, okay, this is what we have here. This is what, you know, yes, no, maybe, well, you know, yes, no, maybe so. But, you know, I have to do my due diligence, okay? And for this particular local, I'm making sure everything's on there. And then second part, in regards to the class size issue, there's a lot of great deliberation on that and making sure that we try to get something in place. That is the most, you know, we just don't want this hanging, putting it in the committee 3 years later, oh, by the way, we get to something over here, and I can definitely respect that piece. Mm-hmm. I've been in so many things that we kick the can, the committee to this, to that, and kind of goes away from it. We're looking, so when we come back, we want to have something to the table so we can be ready to go. It could involve comp time, compensation, something of sort, maybe not. We understand where the position is based on also, once again, what's up on top here, okay? But our goal is to try to get to that particular piece from there and try to get a commitment from the district to nail that but nail that down as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're still in a better position than we started from earlier today, but like I said, I have to do my due diligence on my part here. On there. So, is there a particular date? I haven't put a calendar on there that we can just set something.
Not January. I don't have the calendar in front of me right now. Can we?
It's January.
So we come back on the 5th.
That's probably not a good week.
Okay. So the following week, then. Let's see, what do I have? leadership retreat on Monday.
Unless you wanted me to send them dates.
The district spelling.
The spelling bee is on that.
Spelling bee is on that Thursday.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, and you're in the spelling bee too.
When is the spelling bee?
The 15th, yes, and you're a part of it.
Okay. All right, yes. Did you send me, put that on our calendar?
It's on your calendar, yes ma'am.
Yes, it is, okay.
And then we have the PACE, winter leadership, at.
That's at the end of the.
Tallahassee State College, that's the 12th and the 13th. And then the 15th is the spelling bee.
Next time, what, the 20th?
So the first week of January is not available?
The 5th through the 6th.
5th through the 9th?
And you went through the 9th.
Maybe the 8th.
I'm going to the 8th now. The 8th will probably be good, yes.
Because we're looking at January 8th.
January 8th.
The same time at 5:00.
That works for me. I can't speak for anybody else. The rest of the team.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
And I just need his email address so I can send out, you know, the okay,
yeah, you can
calendar.
That, yeah,
yes, sir.
Get that from there.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, same place.
Yeah. Same
yeah,
time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it could be a chance for me to be at, but I Googled me.
Okay.
Maybe on that part, but Matt will be here.
Okay, so I still send it to you, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else? Where are we?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Yep. Meeting is adjourned at 6:46.